okay, I went around to the left a little, and then, like, a, what is the thing you use to strike, spikes with?
Yeah.
On your top.
Didn't feel that one.
Maybe I was, too gentle on that. It is difficult to be, harsh and not finesseful after many years.
True. But still, it's nice, though, that, you know, I'm getting more sensitivity in my shields to feel where I'm getting probed at.
Mm-hmm.
I need this practice for, you know, people who down here don't have your skill, but are still going to be working on me. I get a little more sensitivity in something that's not even existing, except in the etheric form of my energy. Which is a rather unusual thing. I'd like to work on for a second, too.
Okay.
Shields, which require energy and use the energy of our aura,
mm-hmm.
and energy we draw in to power them, are also a part of us that we can feel sensitivity to, for example, when you're probing on various parts of my shield.
Mm-hmm.
And they become almost another extension of your body. And so from that extension of feeling that part of my body that's being probed on, it's almost like a muscle, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just like I can move my arm with my brain, it's telling my arm to move, I can exercise my shield in the same way as I would exercise my arm.
As a child, you used to get a kick out of watching the individuals on the beachfront make money by being in a invisible box.
Oh, the mimes.
Yes.
Sure.
You have even tried to be one, have you not?
Oh, a little practice here and there in my own private little spaces.
See it as a opportunity to relive that and being your encasement. I do not like expending energy unnecessarily.
No, but I see what you, I know what you mean. Oh, I see. But actually feel the energy of the shield and not just...
That is correct.
I see.
So as a exercise, and you can even do it on the auspices that you are getting back into your Chai Chi.
Oh, yes.
That you are doing that and you will be able to do it at your workplace and the young lady may even give you pointers on Tai Chi.
Good point.
But in actual fact, you will be
practicing shielding.
Correct. And she may join you in doing Tai Chi, which will be good for her mind, as I see that that is playing on you a little too.
Hmm. Now, with that, can I then use that in both learning how to use defensive and offensive shielding then?
Yes.
From the Tai Chi, you get an offensive as well as also the defensive positions to work from.
Mm-hmm.
And so in extending out energy-wise, I can actually extend out offensively a shield to ward off attack or to, you know, block an attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I am being also told to...
Of course. We are taking up too much time, but it's very, of course, as always, very entertaining and knowledgeable. I needed this.
You are welcome. Now, I will dwell briefly.
Don't, please. Only briefly.
You have much interest in that.
Yes.
So I will, for you, dwell as a question.
Okay. But over tea, maybe. Don't spend your whole off time working on it. Just a cup of tea and think about it. See what happens.
Hmm.
But, yeah, don't use all your time up for it.
I will not be hasty in my answers.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.
G. to a hasty individual. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay, we are putting on next persons. We have to, what you say, move our torches.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, hon.
Hey, sweetheart.
Yes. I know that was very reminiscent of Curie, wasn't it?
It was, very much so. I almost had you go in there for a second. Nah. How's it going, dear?
Does that sound fit for you?
Ah, well, of course.
I hate to see you in pain.
Well, I do too, actually, surprisingly enough. Mm-hmm. As much as I know the lessons coming from it are vital and necessary for my growth and learning, I can't like it any more than it can get going here.
Hmm. I think things will change one way or another. Well, they always do, don't they?
Well, there's not much static around this place, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. If there was, it wouldn't be our place.
No, it wouldn't. Although I do myself like a certain amount of continuity and harmony.
Well, yeah, but you have 1,000 years to play around with that. You know, in our poor little lady years.
You yeah. have to live what I live in 10 years in one.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, we can get going there.
And 1,000 is a maximum. Mm-hmm. Very few live to that great age.
Oh, really?
In fact, I do not know of any.
Well, your grandmother.
She is only 800 and something.
That's true. She is kind of getting on there.
Mm-hmm. I only know a few that are older, and then only by maybe 50 years at most.
Oh,
really? And the abbess at her convent was in her late 800s when she went to her rest.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, darling.
Yes.
This relates back to what Treebeard and I were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I are both molecules that have agreed to come together as a body, then our molecules should be... Shouldn't that be something that when I use my astral ability... is I'm just taking part of my molecules and taking them up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what Mark does is to reassemble them
mm-hmm.
up there once he gets there.
And he collects more as he arrives.
Right, because he needs extra. So what is actually going up there? What part of his molecules are actually traveling to Hating Face?
Just his consciousness.
How many molecules does that take?
You want it in a specific number?
No, I'm just kind of curious as if there is a specific number, or if there is a amount.
If you were to measure it, it would probably weigh maybe about 16 to 20 ounces.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. But it takes up a very little space, or it can be spread out.
Interesting. Okay.
Actually, that... Hear me through on the thought process for a second.
Okay.
If Mark travels up here and is in his normal form, but he's just in the consciousness, then that would be very dispersed. But if he compacted it... Oh! This may be a lesson for him too. If he compacts it to a very tight pin size, then
less energy is used.
Less energy is used, and it attracts more matter and molecules.
Sort of like a black hole kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, but in miniature.
I see.
So as it spreads, as it collects more matter together and molecules, it grows to its full 170 pounds.
So, in other words, he could actually...
That's how he does it.
And he could propel that faster if he's compacting it smaller.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how he does it, you know. He makes a solid jump. He compacts it and creates a small little gravity well, which sucks in matter and energy.
I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, when he can take molecules that are just dust laying on the floor, and all of a sudden you'd have this clean spot on the floor and a full mark.
Yes, I'd have to watch that.
That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does the consciousness know enough to be able to reassemble itself? And oh, yeah, because it's just a basic cloning process.
Mm-hmm. And it's Mark.
Yeah. So Mark knows. So actually, because it's that 18 to 20 grams of molecules, they all know the original. If you can only use two, you can have just one. Well, a bit more.
No, you need the consciousness. One would not make up consciousness.
So it's a group consciousness. No, now, what about the molecules he pulls in from up there? Do they suddenly become part of that group consciousness?
They become under the control of that group consciousness.
Oh, I see. And when he leaves, what happens to
them? They return back to their original state.
So all of a sudden, somebody's got to go out and clean the dust up after he leaves.
Well, the molecules are floating around all over the place. For example, there is a big chunk of molecules.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, molecules are everywhere.
That's right, because air is made up of molecules.
So when they're all pulled, when he pulls them all together, he creates himself in duplicate.
So when I go there, I'm more spread out and dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would happen if I try to compress myself down to a pin size?
You may create that gravitational well, but you've got to remember that when Mark first did it, what almost happened?
He almost died. Well, he got almost thrashed.
Mm-hmm. And he was even then a very experienced astral traveler.
That's right. Still, I could take it down to a less compact size.
Mm-hmm.
More compact size.
Which you have done in the past.
No, which I have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the key, though. That's what I'm not doing now, is I'm not compressing it down enough.
Mm-hmm. Let's say we reduce it by 3/4.
Okay.
And let the matter fill in the rest. Either you will be 1/4 your normal height, or...
Well, our kids would sure have a good time with that.
Somebody their own size to play with. Even a little shorter than that.
A little shorter than that, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cubs may have a time to play with you.
Okay, I see. Yeah, take it down to the quarter size. Now, would that possibly, though, attract other molecules just because I am getting smaller?
Hopefully.
Right. That'd be something just to practice without astral traveling, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just use mental amounts to compress my consciousness just sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
That would explain why he doesn't have the next cuts and scratches because he's not cloning himself totally. But down there, he has the cuts and scratches and nicks and cuts that he normally has. Talking of which, I know what you forgot.
Oh, the stuff for that. Yeah, that was last week.
We will wait until Skip is up next for that.
Good, that's a good one. All right.
And the what we will need will be we're going to add to it. Going to add some tools.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. Okay.
We will need a whole thing of garlic.
A whole garlic bowl.
A garlic crusher.
A crusher. Yeah, one.
And we'll have rosemary, fresh. And tobacco.
Yeah, that's right. Tobacco. What was the one Skip was talking about?
Tobacco.
Bull durum. Okay.
Just think of Kevin Costner.
Yes, absolutely.
I had to wait until you thought of the name.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Language, please.
Oh, sorry. I mistook.
What did you forget?
I forgot to put these someplace.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yes. All right. That's an interesting side scenario. Everything's going on.
I'm keeping out of it.
Of course you are. Wise.
I'm not even going to advise.
No.
Because I'm taking away from your lesson.
Correct. Absolutely. I mean, for me, it looks like a very interesting challenge for my consciousness, and I look forward to the challenge. I meet it head on.
Whatever you do is the right thing by me.
Okay. Got all that stuff. We'll set that up for next week. Perfecto.
But when you get a little uptight, don't go, Cara, what do I do? Because you know I can't help.
Of course, Tim.
You've done that once.
Have I?
Well,
I'll try to avoid that future if I can.
It's natural.
I know. It's just a habit, I suppose. I've got to try not to do that as much. I don't want to be self-reliant.
Well, I think to myself when you did that, sort of, what's up? Oh, he's got to do that himself.
That's right. Well, just tell me that.
I won't even do that. I would do what I did last time. Oh, back to work.
Yeah, right. Well, that's okay. If I don't figure it out right away, I'll take a second more and figure it out then.
Sometimes that pause is useful.
I agree.
Okay.
All right. Being told to rush along here? Not to get as much. Thank you very much, my sweetheart.
You're welcome, my love.
It's great to hear.
Okay, we put on last person.
Excellent, thank you.
And then we wrap up. I believe we have little time left. Is that correct?
Quite correct.
Okay, we get down to business and we...
We have 20 minutes left.
We do, do we? Okay.
22 minutes, actually, almost.
Okay. How do you know that?
Half the tape is gone, so therefore it's a 45-minute tape. 22 minutes, more or less.
More or less.
Right.
Okay. That was very interesting, that the last comment by the Baron. He was trying to think of a word and could not think of the word in any language.
In any language? Now that's unusual.
That is very unusual.
I mean, even for anybody, that'd be very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually you at least have a word for it in your own language to get going toward that point.
Yes, that was very unusual, but Kara, let us not discuss it.
Fair enough.
Yes, but I think it is self-evident on what that is part of the symptoms of.
Oh.
Yes.
And how is yourself, sir?
I am functioning within specified parameters.
I always like to know that.
Thank you. Okay, let us answer questions.
Okay, great. Got a bunch of them,
mm-hmm.
mostly from what we've already gone through to this point.
Yes, I believe everything was set up very well.
I agree with that, and that's a nice way the Baron set this all up.
Yeah, he works very hard on it.
It's very good, it shows. Okay, first off, let's go back into shielding. That's
okay.
All right, getting the sensitivity down, shielding sensitivity training. All right. When I'm feeling the shield being probed,
mm-hmm.
it's not a sensation that I could put toward an actual sense of touch, for example, hot, cold.
It is a feeling.
Hard, soft.
It is a feeling in a particular area.
Correct. Okay. So what I need to do is I need to increase the sensitivity. For example, I didn't notice when he came through my top, didn't notice when he came through from behind.
None okay, I will make it easier. Just warming up the finger.
Okay.
I am going to use the finger. Hello, finger. Hello, Sirius. Hello, Deneba. Okay. Let me rotate the body.
Okay.
That is better. Okay. You will feel the direction. Good. I do like these trick shots.
Okay.
Okay. This will be further light.
Okay.
Okay. This will be a little lighter. Let's try it again. I will do it tree beard light. And I will give you a length of time. Okay, again.
A little bit. First time was
okay.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm. I'm bumping down gradually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and the last one. Sorry.
Oh, that was kind of like a low bounce echo kind of thing.
That jumped when it wasn't supposed to.
Okay.
I got an energy influx. Let us try it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was tree beard light.
Okay, so. Hey, that's tight. Very tight.
We will work more on that. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But that is demonstration, for example. You felt all of that, correct?
Yeah. of the pull out of my shield, then top it off, put it back a little bit, come back out again.
Mm-hmm. It is very entertaining around here.
Oh yeah, never a dull moment in this place.
Yes.
Alright, so it's basically... Now, that was an example of manipulating somebody else's shields.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that something that takes practice, or is that something that can just be picked up?
No, it is not something that can be just picked up. It is something that takes practice.
Okay. Now, I assume that you can also do that without the other person knowing you're doing it.
You mean pulling at their shields and taking the energy away to use on yours?
Right.
Yes, it can be done.
Although it's a little more tired, more using more energy to try to keep their shields going.
Correct.
At which point, the more energy they expend to keep the shields going, the more tired they get, therefore they're more susceptible to being probed.
Correct. However, also, when you are taking their energy, it may not be compatible with yours.
Can't you change over the frequencies and adjust to yours?
Then you leave yourself open. If you are not experienced...
I see what you mean. Then, yeah, you could be actually... It'd be like taking somebody's headache away from them.
Yes.
If you're not channeling through the energy because it feels right,
mm-hmm,
and compatible with yours, then you're going to catch that headache.
Yes, you have to either lower your frequency or adjust their frequency up or down. I believe Kara discussed that some time ago.
Correct. Yeah, it's always a tricky position anytime I do it.
Mm-hmm. So it is best not to do that.
Not take people out of their shields. Okay. Now, in offensive shielding, Treebeard and I discussed this for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When expending out your shield in an offensive way, it's set up so that you can then go ahead and affect the other person's energy pattern, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. How do you determine need compared to using defense?
Body language, stance, proximity, and mentality and mood. Okay, let us do a bit of, we can talk as we do this, a little bit of Earth analogy.
Okay.
For a quick offensive lesson.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm doing at the moment is collecting energy.
Okay.
Okay, I am making an energy ball.
Okay.
Okay, it is going to be your target. Your hand will assume this kind of action and you will grab it. You won't actually grab the energy. It will be your shielding around your hand, grabbing the energy and attacking the energy, breaking it down. Now, we can see the energy ball.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
You can't.
Uh-huh.
Such as, visualize a penny. I can see it. You can't. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Batters up. And go. Okay, you missed it.
Did I?
Okay, I will not put spin on it this time. And I will do it as a gentle, lazy blob. Okay, break it down. Okay. Let us try that again.
Okay.
Little better, I think. This is something that it is not a good analogy for you.
Still, it's good practice for you, though.
Mm-hmm. I cannot think of a useful analogy that would be appropriate to make it easier for you.
Okay, but you're using offensive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one that is
Okay.
That was a little unusual.
I am sorry, I overloaded the... We know where the first one went.
Yes, I didn't say so.
I do apologize.
That's all right. I have, it's quite a demonstration.
I believe that is a proof that you were seeking.
Yeah, no argument there. Still, I certainly have no bounce on my head.
I do apologize.
It's just a glitch. You know, you sent it over and it fried just that section.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, let us continue. I will not throw you any curveballs.
Okay.
Okay.
A little bit too much spin on that first one there, I think.
What surprised me was that it bounced around and we did not track it. Once we lost it. Yes, we were negligent.
I like that though, Amal. It's definitely a good demonstration of your manifesting abilities.
Now, if I can manifest this feline to behave itself.
Well, that's a trick and a half. Whew! Okay.
Okay,
rewound that. I'd like to have Mark hear that one.
I think there is enough that will be on there. Okay. After all, we only got rid of the test at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, where were we? Oh, yes. Practice on blocking energy balls.
Okay.
This also proves that I am not the flawless being that I am sometimes portrayed as.
Yes, indeed. But certainly adds a humorous aspect to our channeling sessions.
Yes.
Oh, man. That was strange.
I don't think I have done that in many years. I think I have done it a few times when you were present at earlier sessions.
That's fine.
Back in Sedona.
Okay, that would make more sense. Yeah. All right, anyway. So, blocking offensive attacks.
Yes.
And making offensive attacks. So, obviously, when you did that,
mm-hmm.
You gathered the energy up.
Mm-hmm. I deliberately was very large on the actions and the behavioral patterns.
Right. You could actually do that without even moving a muscle.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, bringing the energy within front of you. And then visualizing the push, and it's on its way.
Oh, so that's the offensive end of that.
Correct. Normally, it would be done very rapidly. For example, okay, there we go, and fire. Very rapid.
Okay. All right, now a question. This goes on to the next part of...
I am listening for the yell. I just realized we fired directly up, and the feline is... over there.
Ah.
So,
yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, this goes back to what Treebeard was talking about, how the molecules come together in a conscious form to form mm-hmm. us.
Correct.
With that in mind, when we're forming this energy ball to itself to go somewhere, we're actually controlling those molecules
mm-hmm.
to act in the form that we want it to act in.
Correct.
Now, what they have no conscious decision in this, I assume.
Correct.
They merely act upon our wishes.
Correct.
Which is basically the same as anything, solid, unsolid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those molecules merely act upon our desires or wishes.
Correct. It is like my explanation a while ago on... Let me demonstrate.
Another demonstration. Well, we're full of them today.
Oh, yes. This is a perfectly harmless one.
Okay.
Okay, it will not do any energy overloads because I'm not using energy to overload.
Okay.
I am using molecules to affect a storm track.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there we go. I have altered the course of the impending storm, just a minimal level. It is the old analogies of the butterfly beating its wings and changing the course of the typhoon in China.
Correct. Okay.
So on a quantum level, everything affects everything else.
Okay. And so with that in mind, our actions are actually more easily demonstrated in sixth dimension, where you're able to analyze those changes from those molecules far more efficiently than you would on third dimension.
Correct. But as was demonstrated, the effects can be seen.
Good point. And, well, we learned that too, I suppose.
Yes. I must not be so relaxed and lazy in my demonstrations.
Oh, I don't know. That was pretty hilarious. Well, at least there's not a lot of people in the room to get nailed by that, too, though.
Correct. I would hate to have a room full and knock half of them over with a bouncing energy ball.
Well, if that's what it does to the tape, good God.
Mm-hmm. Especially with a group of sensitive beings all together in one place.
Hmm. Well, now, this is what you mean by offensive energy.
Correct.
Okay. The more sensitive you are, the more affected you are by it?
Correct. Yes. Okay. Yes. I would hate the it to be every time I launch an energy ball for people to shout duck, or what would be another word?
Heads up.
Heads up. Catch the energy ball. A new sport for you.
There you go.
Energy volleyball.
Energy volleyball. Energy tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has definitely been an enjoyable night. Wow, what are you going on?
It is useful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially the part about, you know, working on affecting the energy around me.
That's correct. I think Leonidas gave a good demonstration on when he was taking energy from you and giving you energy when you were discussing things a while ago.
Right.
How he created energy balls by deliberately showing the actions.
Right.
And then...
Well, yeah, and he's had even more, you know, demonstrations of that up there. That, you know, for example, becoming an older person.
Correct.
That's just a matter of collecting the energy in and forming it around you to become another person.
That is correct.
So it's actually kind of a simulacrum, correct?
Correct.
Which is all... Now, is that what Mark is doing? Is creating a simulacrum of himself there?
Yes, basically.
I see. So it's not the actual Mark.
No.
I'm going to take you and turn you into jelly. Squirts. All right.
I think they would make very little jelly.
All right, little jelly. Okay. So it's not the actual Mark. It's a portion of Mark.
Correct. It is the essence of Mark with molecules forming.
Okay. For example, when we have other aspects of ourselves and other parallel lives or dimensions, those are actual versions of ourselves.
Correct.
It's not the same thing as what Mark's doing.
No.
Nice. Okay. That clears that up.
But you are an aspect of yourself in another dimension, looking at you from this side, from the other universe.
I see. Okay. And the reason is because those molecules are connected on an etheric level with my molecules here.
In essence, yes.
Okay. And that is why my actions here affect the molecules in other parallel lives, vice versa.
Correct.
Okay. So when something happens to me, I can or cannot blame it on my parallel lifetime person that says, you know.
That says, let's go surfing.
All right. Or whatever.
Correct.
That's actually, a lot of it still has to do with me.
Correct.
But I assume there is some sort of rub off somewhere.
You are basically the same person in parallel universes, but just a little bit more different. So the further you go. the more different you are.
So would you say that I myself am the center of those, or how does that work?
You are neither out of the center or in the center. It depends on where you are.
Okay.
Okay, if we go back to the discussion on parallel universes, everything is a little bit more different. You could go from your current one to the next one, and it would be hardly noticeable.
Right.
It may be as noticeable as the font on the computer is slightly thinner, or your skin pigmentation is slightly darker, but hardly, barely noticeable.
I see what it is. And if you got to the very far end of that scale, it'd be wildly different. But you that would, person looking out would see it going out in an opposite direction toward where I'm at.
Correct.
And to them, I would be wildly out of sync.
And there would be even more farther out from them that would be even more wildly different.
I understand. Okay. So I'm neither the center, nor am I...
on the extremities.
Extremities, right. I am merely me.
Correct.
In my universe, doing what I'm doing now.
Correct.
Cool.
But this is where it gets a little complicated.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
Okay, you are thinking linear.
Right.
That way and that way.
Right.
But what's to stop you from going that way and that way?
Forward, backward.
And this way and that way. And that way, and this way, and this
sense.
Way, and that way.
Yeah. So many changes.
Correct. There is a center, and everybody is at that center.
Every version of ourselves are
correct.
At that center. Right. I see. Okay.
Okay, we must be getting close to wrapping up.
Yeah, we are. We're
okay.
Pretty close.
Okay, let us ask a few more questions.
Okay, well, I don't have too much more to go here.
Okay.
Conference.
Conference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right now we're on to the... getting the third channel going,
mm-hmm.
Zeta Reticuli.
Okay, good.
We have the Arcturians already.
Mm-hmm.
Should we worry, or should we do any research upon the Palladian end of it yet, or let that come together after we get the Zeta in, since that's the most important?
I think you're doing the appropriate thing. The Zetas are the main... what is the point of having three allied groups together if we have nobody to sit down and discuss with?
Right. I mean, for example, the gentleman we have with our Turians already channels Sananda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes makes it fairly easy for us. So there's not going to be a whole lot of room for a...
Wonder how that happened.
What a shock!
Shock, horror, stunned.
Absolute disbelief. But we...
Send in Sunanda's joke.
Hey, there's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I post that. I think it's on the web.
I believe it is.
All right, I'll make a link to that page. All right, and then...
No, just the joke.
Oh, just the joke, okay. So we'll work on then on getting the Zetas going.
He probably has the same joke.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay. All right, so... Zeta next, and then we can get going.
Yes, it would be useful to have another one of the opposed groups.
Like the Reptoids.
That would be useful.
All right, I'll work on Renee. How he's doing on mm-hmm. whether his decision has changed or not.
I don't think it has, but he may know somebody that does.
Good point. Any other opposed groups we should think about? The Zetas... Reptoids.
We are probably overlooking.
Yeah.
But okay, let us move along.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I have for questions.
Okay.
Let's get to call it quick. We're getting close to end. I know that the Baron wants to wrap up.
Okay. Yes, he does.
Okay.
But I don't think he would argue with me, although he, in the past he has told me.
Well, thank you, Amal. It's more or less entertaining, as always.
You're welcome. Live long, prosper.
Greetings, Baird.
Greetings, yeah.
Sorry, I'm having to corral a couple little youngsters here.
Yeah.
More grief than I planned on.
What has the youngsters been doing?
Oh, they're growing.
Yeah.
Doing their learning thing. Anyway, always as fun. It was an enjoyable session.
Yeah, and you seem to have much humor from the bosses, Fred. Is Crocker.
Yes, absolutely. It definitely makes for an interesting sideline. I can't wait till Mark gets back and tell him about it.
Yeah, I think you will enjoy yourself telling what is happening.
That should be a good one. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week, and we're having Thanksgiving tomorrow. Do you guys think they'll be doing anything for Thanksgiving?
What's this for Thanksgiving? Well, that answers the question, yeah?
There you go.
What's this Thanksgiving?
Actually, American concepts from our continent here. When we first got to this continent, we went ahead.